All things Aussie hoops and NBL fantasy.
Time to report back on some super coach history. So many things that we didn't expect to see. We did get on the source. He averaged a double-double, but an exploratory penisectomy left him in some trouble. Bangers had chokes and a headlock. Adam Ford was met with shock, but it was the leaking of the clips that had the bullets spitting chips. Lockie Aldridge is quick. The Hawks didn't win the spoon, but Lockie's just doing cardio. I hope his teammates see him soon. How did we read our next stars? Flower's role was fictitious. We all loved Alex Saba. The best might have been Roopster Vicious.
Robert said no Franks, so they got Franklin instead.
He was gone along with CJ, but there's a new DJ for years ahead. The finalists have been all action, like Training Day with Denzel. Except he says King Gong ain't got shit, and that didn't end up well. Cairns have a pair of Sams, but they were nothing but a ruse. Add that to 40's presser, should we drop Cairns local news? Coming season was done, as was half of Phoenix list. With no AC, Cal was a gun, the Phoenix would be pissed. Special thanks to our Patreon family for ushering in us loose units of fantasy.
G'day listeners, you're back with Benny Banksy and Boydie, the basketball blokes, dribbling all things Aussie hoops and NBL Supercoach.
The official NBL Supercoach podcast, and that was a leak, Benny.
Oh, well, thank you. I was going to do it and save it up for actually the last podcast that we do, the end of season, but... My season's over, so we may as well get a couple of people hear it while they're still listening.
That
but
was very good.
Sneak it in.
Oh, but one of those ones hurt was the instead of no AC does Cal run hot. It was with no AC Cal was a gun, and we have to start this podcast with Trey Cal discussion and Banksy.
Obligated. I feel like I own AC over these past few weeks with triple double Trey Cal in my team.
Okay, let's get on with your review. Go on with your review.
On my review.
Yeah, so how'd you go last week? You're leading the pack on us. What'd you score?
476.
And a very nice round ranking.
35th for the round. And I only had the two Adelaide boys, Trey and Hump, on the double. I wasn't going to, but I decided to trade Doyle in and field him over Cotton. So that's a big difference there. That was 68 points that I gained from that trade.
No Lamb, got Pinder.
Yeah, and I fielded Pinder over Cheath, and that worked out as well. So, got me up to 200th overall, and still a crack at top 100th, hopefully.
Okay.
How far off the top 100 are you?
I have not worked that out.
Oh, my lordy.
Yeah, you can work that out.
So long as Trey Kelly is in his team, he has a chance. He is essentially the junior Madup replacement. He has to have anyone that's an ex-Phoenix player has to work well for him. But it's finals time as well, and I think... Banksy's in now, only Patreon League final. So, Banksy, what league is that in?
That is the Elite League 7.
Oh, League 7. $30 prize for League 7 coming up against Jacob. Good luck.
Love a goats.
Jacob, our boy Banksy's in form. Should he might save us $30. But, Bordy, let's run through some of these league finalists and with the prizes that they've competing for.
All right, League One: Tyson, Glenn, Gerard, and Jacob, $150.
Adam, Patrick, Jalen, and Nathan from League Two are competing for $100.
Mike, Julian, Kyle, and Jason, $75.
Wee. Ruby, Dunny, Watto, and Jared. Oh, literally five of our first five. I think there four of the first five Patreon supporters that ever signed up are in League Four, meant playing for $50.
50 big ones. Obviously, big ones. Each of those winnings, there is a 75% commission that goes back to us, obviously, for creating leagues. Just we put that out there.
Us? Who created the leagues?
Benny, sorry.
Okay, no,
Benny,
that's fine. No,
Benny
of course,
creating leagues.
We'll never do that, but leagues and finals is what we wanted to start with discussion at the moment, because the last couple of weeks, I've noticed some discourse out there.
Bit of grumpy.
But is it justifiable? So, on our Twitter, where can they find us, Boydie?
It's X nowadays, but @bball_blokes.
And the comment was, please have a word with whoever designed these league finals. Mm-hmm. Having six trades to set up your team for your first final, if you finish top of your league, is way too much of an advantage. Discuss. In French, if you want
Let's
to continue.
We'll
I kind of agree.
I agree with it as well. I think it is a bit too much of an advantage. Mm-hmm. The 2 weeks, you know, it gives them teams a lot of time to really build for that that round. So, you know, teams could ignore last week, for example, the round we've just had, round 18.
Yep.
Even 17, they can't.
We've got 3 weeks of trading towards that final game.
Correct. Well, it's not the final game, but almost final game.
Yep.
Yes. So,
I guess the reasoning, I'll explain the basis for doing this, is they want to make it as close as possible to the actual NBL. When we were building the game and designing it, a lot of the questions were, what's an NBL salary cap?
Yeah.
Because they really wanted to model the reality of the game, make it as close as possible. But
and
there is a workaround with that we can have something similar, though, I think, and have it condensed.
Yeah, we can go with that. Yeah, I think so. I think you can cut out move it all back so there's only 3 weeks of finals, I think. So this week you'd have, say, like almost like a third versus sixth, fourth versus fifth.
Elimination finals.
Correct. They had eliminations and the two losers are out. Two winners would then go to play first and second for the chance to get in the actual grand final or whatever you want to call it for round 20.
I agree.
That's how you would do it, I think.
That would be a better format.
Yeah, and no matter what league setup you had, you know, if it was top five, top six, top eight, it was all going to be a four-round finals system. So
I don't mind the system as it is if the roster was balanced. But you know in our game the roster isn't – I mean, sorry, the schedule, which we'll talk about later. The schedule's not balanced. You know, you've got these weird weeks where you've only got two teams on a double like we've just had and then two teams this week, different teams on a double this week, right? Mm-hmm. It throws it all out of whack. And so you're right. Those people that have been third to sixth have had to pivot into those to take advantage of those schedules, right? Bringing Adelaide and Tassie guys in that are now first kind of semi-useless, right?
Yeah. It is literally the worst case scenario for a final situation this year. You've got the two teams to finish the prelim and New Zealand and the Hawks.
Yeah,
which and. They were also on doubles prior to this round.
They already had the perfect schedule.
So it is literally the worst case scenario. Yep. We've explained this weeks out. Like, you literally, if you're finishing top two, you are looking. That is the prize.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's just too much of a prize as it's turned out this year. So we'll see what that's we can do. We can condense it over in three weeks, I think. So that'll be some feedback. But by all means, like, if you have any feedback, hopefully we'll have a chance to discuss. You can get us on X or
at @Beeble_blokes at Discord. Had us up there. You reply to one of our Insta things. All the fun stuff.
All the fun stuff. Speaking of some less than fun stuff,
the injury report with Doctor.
That's Boyd? That's no offense to you, Doctor Boyd. Okay, it's just we're talking about a bad topic.
This
okay,
is a very serious topic.
Like you're a
here.
Very fun
yeah,
guy.
the most fun comes from Doctor Boyd.
He's a fun guy.
So.
Since we've been talking about complaints, let it be known out there we will not accept complaints about Doctor Boyd's segment.
Okay,
at all, because these are all factually correct at the time that we write them. Okay,
penisectomy.
Good, Lamb. Now we're all.
I haven't stitched up this week, but yeah,
I'm waiting for it. We are normally fans of medical puns.
Yes, there was plenty.
There's a few supplied on the Discord group, but from Basketball Week blokes, we would just like to say one thing to Anthony Shanks.
Yep, that's it. Like seriously, it's a horrible thing, right?
Terrible. I know. Now we did have a tweet where someone mentioned me and said that Dr. Boyd had recommended lost the word.
Where's full, your factual gone?
Sugar. I've lost it now.
The technical medical term.
Yeah, an amputation. That's what I was looking for. Amputation. Well, at the time I did mention the word amputation after Lamb's injury. To be fair to me, I was butchering a side of Lamb at home. I'd got a bit of a pack and was just taking care of business there. So when I was amputating that lamb on my kitchen bench, I wasn't talking about this lamb. I got a bit confused, so apologies there.
Okay, so obviously the injury is
we're thinking Achilles at the moment. Mm. It's not confirmation, not out at the time of recording.
No, it's not. But fair to say,
good. Had him in the moon boot pretty quickly to make sure it was getting support. But it didn't look good. The way he did it, turned around looking like he'd been kicked in the back of the leg, which is a telltale sign of the Achilles. Obviously, it's a depending on how bad it is, it's a bit of a stretch on the side
stretch.
Of
stretch.
Doesn't look good.
Oh, pardon the pun. looking for some time. Got some time off coming for that one.
Okay. And speaking of butchering, let's carry on with the segment. Mango, go, go, mango, mango, shake your coconut. Mango, go, go, mango, go, go, mango, a coconut shake. It's not just
<That's> so fun.
See, this is what happens on this is what happens on the Discord chat.
Yes,
it's not all just
go-go mango
puns. Sometimes we get earworms. I think it was described as like go-go mango, and this
is better than bum worms.
There's no lamb. Let's go to the first question. Is it time to go-go mango?
I think so. Woolies have got on a special this week,
and he's also in. The Ghost of Giddy, so I've brought him in this week at this stage.
He's probably going to be in the deep bowlers, so that's a reverse curse.
Okay.
Well, he was in Banksy's Bargains in the article soon to be released as well.
Banksy's Bargains and in the Best Buys as well.
Okay, he's up there.
Might have doubled at double trouble. Obviously, had a 30 in the against Perth yesterday.
One rebound short of a double-double.
That's right. And I had a look because I thought it might have been the lamb injury was early. I think he only played 8 minutes. I was like, oh, Mango, 30. I must add extra minutes boost. But wasn't actually that big of a boost from their previous game. Had 29 against Illawarra the previous game and 30 against Perth. So it was just better production from Mango. Better matchups, maybe.
We thought he was juicy earlier in the year.
Mm.
And some people did get sucked in.
Mm-hmm.
And... I understand why those people would be reluctant. I didn't have him earlier in the year, so maybe that's why I'm thinking, oh, yeah, this will do.
Mm-hmm.
Bench option, I think, best for all of us. We're going bench.
No, I'm starting him this week.
Okay, wow. Starting him this week.
Yep, that's starting the Mango. That's a lot of definitely reverse mangoes. Curse. Hashtag.
I remember there was a stat that Banksy rolled out last time about him averaging 13 rebounds over the last X amount of time.
Well, that's right. Yes.
Back in the day. But have you got any... I know you did a bit of a write-up, Banksy. Anything else to add? For why you might want to consider Mango.
I thought there was more of a climb in the minutes, to be fair. I had a look and, you know, the previous three games, he'd average minutes in the teens, but the last two games, as you said there, he's played 29 and 32 minutes. So there has been a short-term incline in his minutes there.
I remember I was talking about him a couple of weeks ago and I said he has one big game, one small game, one big
game.
He was kind of rolling with it still for a little while. So he had that run that I was talking about. He had 20, then 9, then 23, then 9, then 28, then 5. But the last four games he's had 19, 11, 18 and 30 for an average average of 19 and a half, which is above his season average of about 15, I think it is, off the top of my head.
Speaking of our advanced stats, just a simple game log, it's the best thing about our advanced stats, to be honest. Who'd you write up today that's been on a yo-yo in the
Yo-yo was Montos Rubzovicius.
Can you go have a look at Tom Vodanovic's yo-yo?
The yo-yos.
I like picking up these patterns.
Double yo-yo.
Tom
Vodanovic is even in here. Oh, yeah. Oh, that is a yo-yo.
Explain.
Neg one, missed game. Five, neg one, five, and neg four. Is that your
negative
old,
five? Negative five.
What,
negative.
Is that the old brain? That's almost like the old brain. That's the top shelf yo-yo, yeah?
Top shelf, right? Coca-Cola.
I don't know.
I don't know. But
okay. You know one thing going for you, Boydie? I'm assuming you're going to play Mango at...
A boyish good looks.
Centre.
A beautiful hair.
I assume you're playing Mango at centre this week.
Yeah. I'm putting him in a smoothie for round 19.
Well, over the past three games...
Here we go.
He has a slightly higher average than the guy that most people, I'm assuming, will be playing at centre, and that would be Samson Froling.
Speaking of good hair.
There you go.
Ned just learned how to basketball. But anyway, I think that covers off on the Mango. Continue on with your excellent injury report.
Oh, okay. Magnay. If it's not a week of Dr. Boyd without the name Magnay mentioned, he was hurt against Cairns. Copped a nasty little clip from Tajir McCall.
Mm-hmm.
Good little clip, actually. I was quite impressed with that. Bit of Frankston B-grade men's sort of style about it.
Frankston
on Tuesday nights. But obviously that was a reportable offence in the end. It wasn't intentional, which a few people were claiming was a bit of a joke. But anyway, but he returned to play against the 36ers, but he was also charged. Magnay was charged with unduly rough play for a hit on Pat Miller, I think, in the first game as well. Deemed His incident is intentional and medium impact, low contact. He had it's a one-game suspension reduced to a fine with a guilty plea, and I believe I saw the Jack Jumpers tweet earlier this afternoon that said though he would take the guilty plea. But from the first game, he looked like he was hurt, looked like wind. You know, he's up the top of the rib cage there on the side. Didn't come back, looked in a world of pain, but sat on the bench for the second half or after he got injured. But he did play that second game, so that's all good.
Beautiful.
Oh, Jesus. How are you going here? Creek. There's a corpus adiposium.
So, I'm a corpus
adiposium. Is that a Harry Potter spell or what?
It does sound like it.
Corpus leviosa.
Corpus. What?
Corpus adiposium. Yep. So, now, little known fact that Dr. Boyd has a dual degree in accounting and a doctorate of medicine.
yep.
Of super coach players.
Comical medicine. Yep.
So corpus adiposium. So corpus. Trust. Just explain it.
Trust. Right. The trust is the sum of money or property set aside to produce income named for a named beneficiary.
Okay. So that's corpus. So corpus adiposium is of course what? It is a fat cap. On his heel.
Of course. Yes, it is the fat cap.
Now, to be fair to Dr. Boyd, like, there's fat caps all over the body, and especially on me. So, I may have put him off because he just couldn't remember the heel.
One on my back.
But, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, so, yes. Apparently, no good. It's the foot. Fat cap on the foot. And but he was at the game. He was looking jovial there on the bench. I scored a nice ticket for Saturday night's throwdown, so that was very good. Apparently, Creek, Kenyon Brown are a chance to return this week. However, we don't have an update on Owen Foxwell, who rolled his ankle or did something to that ankle in the game. Did not look good. Had to be carried off the court pretty much.
And for those that can't remember what Gary Brown's injury was, mango, go, go, mango, mango, shake your coconut. It was a groin injury area. So,
pretty good.
On to the schedule.
Failing to plan is planning to fail. It's time for the Schedulizer.
Not bad. We got to round 19 before we lost it. I like it.
Okay.
This week, Hawks and Breakers are on the double. The next week, Hawks, Breakers, United, and the rest of the double. There's literally nothing to say. God.
Come on, Banksy, jazz it up.
Not a lot, is there?
Cracking week this week. We've got two teams on the double. We've got Illawarra and New Zealand.
It is finals.
Finals week for Supercoach.
I was trying to make it sound as simple as it is.
Get up and about, Banksy.
It's not exciting.
Do you know what he's this? We've just gone through his captains. He reads everything word for word, right?
Oh, yes. Off the teleprompter.
And the last couple of weeks, he's gone, I'm just looking at the schedule, I'm going to tell you what it is. And it's normally very good, but...
Mm-hmm. He's just giving us nothing.
I was doing it on purpose.
Is that his own, I'm Matt Minksy?
Come on, man.
Round 19. Come on. Bring it. Bring it home.
All right.
Start from fresh. Barry White voice, however you want to do it.
Let's do it.
Dennis, let's do it.
All right, I'll try again.
Ooh, I can start.
I'm a bit under the weather too.
Aye.
Hawks and Breakers back to back.
Oh, yes. Oh,
doubles for the last two rounds of the season.
Now you're talking, Barry.
Last round, they'll be joined by Melbourne United and the Perth Wildcats. For those that own Bryce Cotton, that's exciting.
Well, is it exciting?
Is it exciting?
Is it?
Is it?
I don't know.
Well, if they have their season... and their position on the ladder tied up, there's some discussion around the circles that there may be some resting done.
But do we ever see Bryce rest?
We don't.
Bryce would be the, up 30 I reckon, still playing.
Bryce would be the minutes. One that I would probably so more comfortable. Game, yeah, and you know what? I saw him, he pitched a game, he pitched the first pitch at the baseball game over in Perth. And to be honest, I watched him walk after he threw the pitch. Walked to, you know, they do the shake hands, such and a dab, a bit of a hands, whatever they do, you know. Do dab a cool up. Hands. Yeah, they did like a cool. Handshake thing.
This is the widest thing I've ever seen, Cara.
And he was walking like he was injured almost.
Okay.
He was walking like a crippled old man, I would call that. You have a look at
that. He didn't
do
his air conditioner joint, did he?
No, it wasn't the AC, no. Okay. It was the legs that I was worried about.
Okay. So maybe that's tiredness.
No.
Okay. So it's a biased opinion.
No, no, I would think out of I would think the Melbourne United guys would rest before Bryce, to be honest.
Okay.
If I'm gonna, I'm happy to put that
you
out.
You traded there. Travers and JLA.
I've got JLA
this
and
week.
Travers in my side. Yes, I have them preparing for round 20. But, yeah, I don't know. I just saw that video. Do yourselves a favor. Have a look at that Bryce video. I think the Wildcats tweeted it. Have a look and okay. See what you reckon.
Very good.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, that's the discussion there, I guess, with those two teams. If you're going to prepare for it, it might turn bad for you because they might rest. They might still play. They might just play half the minutes they normally do, which, okay. When we're talking points per minute, it's going to obviously have a big effect.
Would two teams that have come off their doubles for the seasons were Adelaide and Tasmania.
Yes.
And this is what we do. We go through and have a look at their post-usefulness analysis. I know Trey Kell's there. He's still useful, Banksy. It's okay, mate.
He's very useful, that guy.
But and we'll have a little bit of a look ahead to next season as well. But we like to start with some success stories. Boydie, I'm going to get you to go in with a couple before he has his diatribe. Anyone you liked from Adelaide? Any success stories you thought? No. No, Isaac Humphreys, your boy Isaac.
That's my Banksy schedule
okay.
Impersonation.
Isaac Humphreys played more games than he did before.
Yeah, I think the Humph is a big success story. I think especially some of the scores he had. Like he had a bit of a lull there at mid-season, I would say, where he lost it a little bit. But he's brought it back. He's had some low scores as well over the thing. But he's and obviously only had 19 on the weekend, but he averaged around about... What's that? Averaged 32, almost 33 over his kind of last seven games. Mm-hmm. So he's come home strong again. He had a run there of 30s in a row there, sort of mid-season. Did have a couple of back-to-back single score games. But I think the key thing with Ice this year is he's played every game.
He's healthy.
That is exactly
That's
it.
What I was going
to
say.
Is that what it's I was just, meant to get? Okay.
No, that I agree.
Every game, healthy I think... Hump. I think if you're Adelaide, you sign him. We've seen in the last... Let's say 10 games, 10 weeks or whatever.
Surround him with shooting.
Very dominant he's games. Been really... I think if he's with a good point guard or at least a good passing guard or maybe a forward, I think he actually can... He's one of the better local centres at least and could be like right up there as well. I think he's got the game, man. He's... We've always really liked him. He's obviously always had injury troubles. And he's only young still. He's only 24 or something, isn't he? So get him on board. Okay. Sign him in 3 years like DJ. Get him on.
I like what you say. Like if they can get a good passing point guard, then his super coach points would increase. But I think he relies on half of his points from missed DJ shots, to be honest.
Okay. And I feel like he's
he rolls.
He misses out on
a
lot of blocks from the stats keepers
I think
as well.
He does too.
Oh, so as an owner.
Does too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, frustrating. Something that's frustrating for Bordy and myself is Trey Cowell. Mm-hmm. He's obviously a success story, Banksy. Where was your side sort of ranked, or how was your side tracking before you brought Trey Cowell in, do you think?
I'd say, to guess, probably in the I don't know, 500s?
Yeah, okay.
In terms of overall rankings. I don't,
that's
maybe.
A big jump,
it's
isn't
a
it?
Bit of a guess. But I think I accidentally traded him in at the perfect time. I know when we started to discuss the Adelaide players with a change of coach.
He was in the write-up of the bargains, I believe.
He was. He was. He was
just cracked the sub 200.
We obviously analysed the minutes and what a change with the big four, right? They were getting those 30 minutes per game with the change of coach. And Cal was the cheaper guy of those four. And that's all I could afford at the time, to be honest. And he got in my team. And
is that when he had the 69? He had the 11.
No, I would have had him before that.
You had him before that, okay.
Yeah.
So he went there. He had a run there where he missed a couple of games.
Do you remember the 11 and 69? That was a double.
That's right. He traded him in.
He had an ordinary 11.
That's right. He had an 11.
It was the worst thing in the world.
I think it was that week you traded him in.
Yes,
he had
he
the
did.
11 in the first
Maybe.
Game. Yeah, and you're like, oh, my life's him. Over. And
yeah.
Did the old Banks dummy spit that we, Benny and I hear all the time. And
triple
then
double tray, never
ripped out the trip dubs. 69.
Nice.
What a number.
Hasn't looked
very high.
Very.
And, okay, we put our little GM caps on. Mm. Do we take the option on Wiley this season? Bordy, I know you've owned him. I think you're the only one. If you're, it's a mutual option. If you're Adelaide, do you bring him back? Or can you do better?
Depending on what you can do, I reckon.
Yep, so it's not a lock. Let him go to free agency, test the market.
They're only playing with two of them at the moment, aren't they? Because they've only got Cal and him. So it depends on what they can do.
Well, they'll have only signed so far are DJ Vasiljevic, Nick Marshall, Wiley, Kadee, Deck, and Flowers. Flowers won't be there.
They have to sign. They have to sign Cal.
So, yeah.
Based on what he's done, they have to sign Cal.
Okay, will they afford him the prices? Well, gone up? Who knows?
Price has probably gone up.
So, Wiley, if you're Wiley, would you come back?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Banksy, would you sign Wiley if you're Adelaide?
I'm not convinced.
Not convinced? This is the other interesting thing. So we've got Nick Marshall, who'd be priced at his season-long average of 8.4, under 100K based on the magic number.
Mm-hmm.
He looks to be a tempting option next year, I think.
Possibly, yep.
But Kadee and Deck, they're under contract for next year. Do we think that they will still be under contract? Are we going to have a Blanchfield-Norton-esque mutual release? What are you guys? What's your gut instinct?
I don't think both will be there.
I think Sunday's been getting decent minutes
Sunday's
recently.
Been doing okay.
Been playing a bit of a lockdown role, so
yep.
Maybe with Sunday's
Sunday. There.
Yep. If that's the case, then we'll move on to the Jack Jumpers success stories. Anyone? Most of them have kind of been going sort of as expected, I'd anticipate, but...
Yeah, look, Supercoach, I mean, the team's going well, so
well, the health,
going okay anyway.
The health of Big Willie.
Yeah, that, I think that's the one, isn't it?
That is the big one. Will Magnay being mostly fit in the second half of the season is the yes for me. I think him and Marcus Lee are actually kind of a good duo. Don't play on the court together a lot, but I think they kind of bring it. There's always someone there on the court there defending the paint, etc. for Tassie.
Yeah. But yeah, I would say that Marcus Lee, though, is the disappointment from a Supercoach perspective.
I would think, yes, he is. But for the team, I think he's done the job.
Yeah.
But yes, I would
do
say
do you want your import to back up? Yeah, I don't think it's the most ideal situation, but...
Depends how cheap you can get him for.
Well, those two guys, right, they're the reason that Tassie have easily been the hardest team for big men to play against this season from a Supercoach perspective. But like you said, I think the fact that Magnay has played 15 of the past 16 games, like, that's the positive, right?
The fact that he got hurt and then played the next game.
Yes, we haven't seen,
it just doesn't happen. So, for the Jack Jumpers, nothing really stands out at the moment, I don't think. You've got McVay, who's going to, at the moment, averaging 24 and a half. That's
very,
what he is. He's a 25 guy.
Yeah, he's very vanilla. He's obviously gone, he's increased in price. About 17. No, that's
consistent.
He'd be 286 next season, so he'd be more expensive than an import. There's no way you'd be getting McVay at that.
I reckon one of the big winners is Shawnee Mack in Supercoach.
Yeah. Yeah,
was a sub two. Was a sub 100, almost sub 100 guy. Oh no, he's low 100.
So he's guaranteed a full roster spot next year. I think. I'm not too sure, but he's a DP actually.
He's around about 200K at the moment in Supercoach.
Yeah, I wonder where he'll end
up. Started at 130, 120, 130. So
true.
I think he's a success story.
Started at 129K.
Magnay's the other one, obviously gone up a bunch. But they're kind of, yeah, I don't know. Some started off, you know, that duo started off so well, Doyle and Crawford, and we look like they could be, you know, top picks in Supercoach, and then they kind of started plateauing a little bit. We had a little bit of...
29. Mm. He's just not premium, not elite as such for...
That's right.
You can play him on your doubles.
But play, though, isn't it?
Yep.
Both of them have had some singles games, you know, so it's kind of...
What's interesting this year, I think, like for Tassie, like always that consistency year to year, similar playing group rolling on, but it's McVay, Kruzelvich, Steindl and Doyle. That's what they got signed at the moment. So could we see plenty of change? That's we'll see how that
Well, then the problem with all those is, so they're kind of real... That's their bread and butter standard role-playing guys there, though. You know, they all get minutes... McVay obviously a starter. The other two guys are backups. Doyle's obviously a starter as well when he's there. But I guess the thing with about the Jack Jumpers, and they've done it from every season so far they've been in the league, is super coach wise they're not an ideal target for players, are they? They kind of play a very team orientated approach. Yes, you might get spots or little runs for a couple of games in a row where a player like a Doyle goes bananas or a Crawford or whatever has a couple of games in the 40s or high 30s together, but then they go off the burner a little bit, you know. That's kind of then the team orientates back to someone else will pick up the next week, you know. They're a bit of a wasteland.
It's always scary that someone will miss an assignment and be benched for the rest of the game. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get on to your questions.
Need an adjudication on who to trade in this week? How about a ruling on who to sit or start? Let's see who submitted their case for judgment in the Fantasy Full Court.
Oh, Watto. looking for permission to fade PJC, or is he a must-own this week? Would mean starting Harvey, Cal, or Beamer.
Bling, bling. Approved.
Approved.
yeah, look, I think you would definitely have permission from us to do that. I know Banksy's got some numbers on PJC. Look, I think he's definitely a trade target, but if you've already got Harvey or BMW, like, you know, as if you have to start one of them, there's nothing wrong with that. Plenty of people will be doing that this week, that's for sure.
I think you can start Harvey. Like, he's had a run there where, what's he averaging over? Averaging almost 28 over his last six or seven games.
That's
so,
very playable.
Yes, his last couple have been 19 and 20, so that's been a bit of a downer. I think he's, yeah, but I think I'll probably be starting him. So yeah,
we're short on options, so.
That's it.
And if he wants permission to fade PJC,
mm-hmm.
here's his permission.
Okay.
So if you look at PJC's opponents this week, they've got the Hawks. So in the last three games, the Hawks have held Sobey to 19, Cotton to 21, and in that same week, they held PJC himself to 25. The other matchup against United, who are obviously tough, they've held Sobey to 28, Jalen Adams to 20, and Milton Doyle, the man of the moment, to 22 in the past three rounds. So their average scores, there's no ceiling there.
And that mainly to Harvey over BMW, even with those kind of numbers. So, yeah, tough one.
I think it's Harvey over BMW as well.
Yep, so you can definitely fade PJC. All right, next question.
Have Harvey or get just in... Harvey or Justin Robinson already have PJC and Cotton.
Lucky boy.
Well, yeah, going back, I think Harvey's startable, but I think if he's going to sit on the bench, I'd almost go J. Robbie's cheaper. And he's most recent, he has had a 40 most recently, although granted Harvey in that game it was against the JJs had a 39. Mm-hmm. Not much difference, but he's definitely had lower scores, I guess, over the last six or seven. Averaging... only around about 21, 22 over that time.
On form, though, you're starting one of these guys over Cotton at the moment, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I would think on a double, yes.
Yeah, so...
I would start Harvey, Justin Robinson. Yes, okay, I would too. As a bit of a risky-bissy, but yes.
So he's got PJC, so Harvey or J-Rob.
Yep.
Narrow it down to one. Which one?
Harvey.
Harvey for you. Banks?
Harvey.
Yeah, I'd lean with Tyler as well.
Oh, no, Banksy won't like reading this one.
Okay. Go on, Banksy. Read it.
Sell Cal?
Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Michael Berry, come on.
It's just been deleted off our Patreon.
Sell, bench play. Cotton, Doyle, Cal, and would you play any of those three over Beamer?
Cotton, Doyle, Cal, who to sell? Is this your exact scenario, Banksy?
Yeah, I own all three.
Okay. Your thoughts then, Boydie, well, just to help our mate out.
You're not going to sell Cotton because he's got a double in the round 20.
I agree. Yes.
Right?
Correct.
So you're selling Doyle or Cal. Both have got the form. Obviously, Doyle slightly ahead.
Smaller break even if you're selling next week, I'd imagine.
Yep.
Plays the Phoenix
hang on. No,
week.
It was just a bet. I was going to build it up, Banksy. I was going to build it up a little bit. Cal has Brisbane in Brisbane.
Nasty.
The JJs, a.k.a. Milton Doyle. Sem in Melbourne. The depleted Sem.
Yep. So, look, I think...
so, that could go two ways. It could be a blowout in after the first quarter and Doyle doesn't see another minute.
Mm-hmm.
Shawnee Mack takes over there and Drimmick and that's it, about it. Or he could have a 50-banger and happy days.
Look, I put it in the buy-hold sell. This is the first time this has happened since we've been starting to take the last five games, the form measure, I guess, of points conceded. And... Phoenix were sitting at 199 a game for the last sort of five updates that we'd done. And they finally cracked that 200 points per game conceded. I think the average is 170. For a good team like New Zealand over the last five, it's about 150. So you're talking like an uber premium difference per game on average. Like there's been some 220 games conceded. Like if we can get 25 points from Dial, I would keep Doyle of those. Banksy does have a special relationship with Trey Cal. There is no way you can sell Cal personally. But as advice...
as it stands, I have. Like,
Neither of us.
Self.
This is junior. This is junior Madut style.
Absolute Cal Lover and what he's done for my team recently. But I mean, the 70k difference between him and Doyle, and they're going to be on the bench for the last 2 weeks. And
it's worth mentioning that price difference as well.
What I can do with that cash next week?
Yeah.
If I make the final of my Patreon league, so that's going to be important.
And would we start over BMW? So we'll start with Cotton. I think I'm benching Cotton at the moment over BMW. Is that how we're thinking or not?
Cotton's had two games in 20s and low 20s as well in his last three. So he's at a 21, 45, 20 is his last three games.
Yeah.
So if he has a 20 again, you'd be thinking that McDowell-White, even with his two last games being 11 and 15, is going to score higher than that. I would think with Lamb out, I think there's going to be more opportunity, more minutes.
That's a great point. Like even though it's a different position, there's more shots to go around. Right? Is that what we're thinking?
And he's had a 32 and a 26 in the two games prior to that. So you know, if you put those into it, his average is around about 21. So 2 times 21 is 42. 42. I think Cotton's going to have to reverse his form a little bit to have a 42. I think
you're talking about Cotton's probably two worst games of the season, to be fair.
Although Cotton does play Cairns.
Can also score you a 60.
Like. Does play Cairns.
Mm.
What's Cairns like against guards?
Cairns are giving up the second most amount of points overall in the last five.
That's correct.
And plays in Perth.
Yeah. So Cairns, I think officially pretty well got nothing to play for as well. Yep. So look, I'd still be taking the double games there.
Yeah.
What about Doyle over Beamer?
Beamer for me. I'm still just going to play the doubles game.
I think. And Cal as well. That's where we're sitting. Yeah,
I'd almost play Doyle.
Yeah, look, the blowout risk is too high, I think, with Doyle. I'm just going to go Beamer over all three personally as well.
Start sits.
Yeah.
Patty. Lamb injury has thrown a spanner in the works and stuck with start sit Cotton versus Cal. Cotton.
Cotton.
Yeah, you got the money in Cotton. Even though Cal's very expensive these days, Banksy, you keep telling us.
Brisbane's a tough matchup.
It is.
Wildcat mashup starts sit. J Rob Harvey versus Beamer. I think Harvey out of three.
I agree.
Agreed.
And I'd say J Rob at this stage as well over Beamer as well.
Yeah.
Is my thing. Start sips from Snap. Clark versus Cheatham. Probably the best two starts in the position I know, but because of a head to head scenario, I'm only starting one of them.
It is Clark.
Clark. The form would be Clark, yes. Yep.
And I like this question because you need to go have a look at your opposition this week if you're looking to play finals.
Mm-hmm.
If you've already got this in the bag, for example, maybe you can look ahead and get a Perth guy in or something along those lines. So just really, if you've got a better team overall and you just want to match a couple of guys in what they're going to start to get a little bit strategic with that sort of stuff. But yeah, Clark over Cheatham for me, I'd agree they're probably the best two forward options, yep. 100%. Big trade targets.
And we've really analysed that question in captains as well. So, Snap, do yourself a favour. Listen to the captain's pod.
Like it. As always, on X or Twitter, at @Beeble_blokes, Facebook Basketball Blokes, or www.basketballblokes.com. Until next week, good luck to all the finalists out there, especially Banksy. Bring home the bacon. Mango, go, go, mango, mango. Shake your coconuts, mango. Shake.